Wednesday, the 13th of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So it's really good to have you all with me again today. And I know we're in the midst of this difficult time when we're coming to the end of the year and everything is kind of getting ready for assessments and exams, and you're probably writing those things and you're finishing off the last things, and it can be really, really stressful. And so we were thinking a bit this week about our mental health and thinking a little bit about how we can pray and how God can help us in the exam period. What can we be doing that helps us to be the person God wants us to be? There are some things I think that are absolutely essential here, and I'm going to say them a couple of times this week. Right at the top is getting enough sleep, making sure you're getting enough sleep, making sure you're drinking enough water. Now, I know there are some girls and boys out there who say they don't really like water, but you have to drink a lot of water. In this heat, we should all be drinking our 8 glasses a day, maybe even a little bit more. So it's really important that you're looking after your body by giving it sleep and giving it water in order to be able to cope with the stress and with all the things that are going on, and even just with the stress of the heat that we're in, some of us. I know it's not so hot everywhere in the country, but in some parts of the country, it is very, very hot. But what else might we need to be doing to look after our bodies when we're doing exams? Well, one of the things is that we should still be spending some time out of doors every day in nature. And if it's a really hot day, then finding a nice shady tree is a really good idea. I was doing some work with some grade 11s the other day. They're quite big, aren't they? They're much bigger than some of you. But even the grade 11s, just before they started writing exams, I took them out to go and spend some time outside. And fortunately, the school we're at has a lot of trees, and I told them to each find their own tree. And what I wanted them to do, what I want you to do, is the same exercise, is to go and spend, even if it's only a few minutes a day, in nature, preferably with a nice big tree where you can sit under it and be in its shade, and you can feel the cool of the tree, but you can also feel the stillness of the tree. So one of the things to do if you're feeling stressed and anxious is to hug a tree. Have you hugged a tree before? I encourage you to go and try do this. Go and find a nice tree and give it a big hug. And if it's a young tree, if it's a sapling, you may have to give it a gentle hug. But if it's a big old tree with a nice wide trunk, you will find that you can lean your whole weight against it. You can wrap your arms around it. You can lean against a tree. And if you are very, very quiet, very, very still, you will begin to feel the stillness of the tree. I want you to try that. So you need to close your eyes maybe, to go and lean against a tree, to hold a tree, to feel the bark. And each tree's bark feels different. Some are very rough and some are so smooth they feel like skin. Lean against it, and if you're very quiet, you will hear the whispering silence of the tree. The tree reaches down into the darkness of the earth, into the stillness and the quiet of the soil, and draws up the nutrients and the moisture it needs to live. And you can feel that, you can sense that if you listen with your spiritual heart. And then it reaches up towards the heavens, towards the light, towards God, and it allows its leaves to photosynthesize, to draw energy from the sun and to turn it into food. And the leaf, like you, is a living, breathing being. The tree lives and breathes just as we do. It is alive. It doesn't walk around like us, but it lives and breathes like we do. And if you lean against a tree and close your eyes, the tree will whisper to your heart about the stillness of nature, the stillness of growing things. Saint Augustine, one of those amazing North African saints who wrote a great deal of our theology, St. Augustine says, "Look at the beauty of nature. What does it say to us?" And the beauty of nature tells us, "I am a reflection of the Creator, who is the beautiful one." So let the tree whisper to you about God who made the tree and who made you. Lord, open our hearts to the stillness of your creation so that we might find places of renewal and stillness even in this busy and stressful season. Amen.